President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration enforcement in January has put a spotlight on the Office of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, better known as ICE. Frankie Barnhill has more on another agency involved in immigration issues and their role in Idaho.
According to acting U.S. Attorney Rafael Gonzalez in Boise, President Trump's executive order has not changed how they handle immigration cases.
Our criminal alien program has been in place for nearly a decade, so this really has not changed our focus. We've always had this as kind of a core mission principle, that is, for those criminals that have been deported and return and continue to prey on the citizens of Idaho.
Gonzalez says they focus primarily on prosecuting people for drug and violent crimes.
Those individuals that have committed crimes, have been deported from the country, have returned illegally, and in most cases, continue to commit crimes when they return to the jurisdiction.
He says on average, the Idaho office prosecutes 80 criminal immigration cases per year, a combination of people who were previously convicted of a crime, deported, and then returned, as well as people found with fake immigration documents. Because ICE does not release state-by-state deportation numbers, it's impossible to know exactly how many people living in the state get deported. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.